Hi.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to episode 30. Hot and very cool. 30, flirty, and thriving.
This is our dirty 30.
Sorry, I cracked mine without a sound.
That was crazy. I just have coffee today.
The tables have turned.
My name's Hannah.
Yeah, I'm Kimmy.
We'll get better at introducing ourselves someday, I promise.
Maybe someday, but today is not going to be that day, as always.
Yeah. We have another episode with dogs in the background. It's probably the last one with dogs right now. So
another episode with dogs in the background, but also another episode where we have not prepared at all.
No.
In regards to what we're talking about, what we want to talk about. I was on a date last week and he was like, "You have a podcast. Like, what do you talk about?" And I was like, "Nothing." And he's like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "No, like, you know how Seinfeld is the show about nothing? My podcast is the podcast about nothing. Like, we just gab. Mm-hmm. We just chit chat. Like, that's all.
We're just girls who gab. We're yapping.
Yeah.
Yapping our trapping."
Oh my God. Also, I had such an epiphany this week because I'm on my summer house journey. I am not big on reality TV because I don't watch a lot of TV. So when I do, I want it to be like good content and not just trash that's rotting my brain. Mm-hmm. However, because I've been working so much lately, like on the couch at night, I do want something rotty in the background because I don't have to pay attention to it. But now I'm addicted to Summer House and I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I had no idea that Giggly Squad girls, Hannah Burner and Paige, whatever, are from Summer House. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea that that's where they like got their little famey fame from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Like this episode is like 2016.
Oh,
I know, right?
I thought it was new the way you guys were talking about it.
No, I mean, it is still like on air, but like I'm watching the oldest episodes.
Oh, I've never heard of it until recently. So
yeah, like they're on season 3 and I'm just like, oh my God, it's Paige and Hannah.
That's funny.
And like, I know, maybe someday it'll be Kimmy and Hannah.
Man.
Ooh. Yeah, so I was just shocked. I was like, oh my God, I know these girls. I love their podcast. And turns out.
Yeah. I mean, and if you've ever heard their podcast, it's like ours in the fact that they also just talk about nothing.
I do think they're a little funnier than this, though, which sucks. I mean, Hannah's a literal comedian, so like,
I was going to say
you're not.
I was going to say I have to work on my stand up in order to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My table's quite literally turning.
Oh, how the turntables. Anyway, so you've been going on dates. Let's talk some dating life updates.
So I got back on Hinge in early May. Today, Junior. I went back on Hinge in early May because I ended a relationship in February and I was like, I don't want to immediately jump back into dating. I have things to do and people to see and work to do on myself. So I got back on Hinge like the first weekend of May and like,
you hear that boys, get me single again.
Yeah. Strap in everyone, strap on. And so I had been talking to this guy for like a couple of weeks and we were a little bit like ships in the night, like busy with work. I had to push a date. He had to push a date. And so we went on a first date and it was like fine, but I know we've talked about this before, but I always feel like first dates are really hard when you're a very conversationalist and like interesting, funny person as we are, because I can't tell if the date is good because I'm good or because we have like a sparky connection.
Yes.
So I'm sitting on this date and I'm like, I'm having a fine time. I'm not like head over heels attracted to you. But I was like, if you're a wonderful person, like that doesn't really necessarily matter to me that much. So I thought the conversation was great. But I had 3 martinis, which like isn't a small amount of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fine. And this guy was sloshed. Like 6'4", slurring his words. Like,
what did he have? A Bud Light?
No. No, he had like a Mai Tai and then some 2 other like gin drinks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was mad sloshed. And so I was just like, I don't really love that. Anyway, then we texted a little bit over the weekend and I was like, I will go on a second date with you. Like, it wasn't a bad date. It just wasn't like, you know, my first date with the last guy I ended up seeing, who we were out until 2 in the morning and like didn't want to go home, like type situation. It wasn't that good, but it wasn't bad enough to not warrant a second date. So we go on a second date and end up going to a bar where we know the bartender and where I knew the bartender. And I was just like, I was like, okay, this is great. So he kept giving me like drinks all night. And once again, we leave and my date is like so drunk. And I was like, I would operate heavy machinery right now, my guy. Like but anyway, he walked me back and I think he could tell I wasn't feeling it because the guy obviously didn't try to kiss him or anything. And I haven't heard from him since and I am not going to text him. So I think the message is pretty clear. I'm also really hoping that he forgot the name of our podcast and doesn't
know. Who cares? Hi, sir. Hi.
Yeah, it just wasn't for me. And I don't like ghosting people, but also if you're not going to text me either, then I'm going to.
Yeah, the feeling's mutual. So
yeah, I'm also like in love with someone else right now. So it's just not the time for me to.
I'm going to manifest this other person for you.
Yeah, me too. We'll see. But yeah, that's my real update. Oh, and in the meantime, I paused my Hinge because I was just like so over it. It's like, first of all, I'm working literal 15-hour days for my job right now. I don't have time to go on dates. Like, I just don't. I sit on my couch and work until midnight every night. I don't have time. And it's like, I mean, as you know, even for applying to people as a full-time job, I'm like, I can't.
Yes.
I can't keep up with your like any fun plans this weekend. I just don't have time to respond to you. So I paused it. I'm out of the game right now because I literally just don't have the stamina to deal with it right now. So yeah, maybe we'll have more updates in a couple of weeks. But as of right now,
I feel that so hard. I feel like all of my dating app ebb and flow because as soon as life gets busy or like I'm working more, then I'm just I don't have time to think of a clever response or any response. And then it's like, oh, I'm busy this week. And then I'm busy this week. And then they're busy that week. And then it's like a whole ping pong game where it's like, I just want to fucking meet you and see if there's any chemistry.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't even get that. Then it's just like, I'm not going to like keep this up for like until the dust settles in 2 weeks. Like that's a long time to be like waiting for a first date. Personally.
And to be communicating with a stranger. Like I was texting this one guy literally 3-4 weeks ago at this point, and he stopped responding. And I thought he just was like ghosting, even though he had been really responsive and like interested seemingly before. He just stopped responding. And then I literally woke up this morning to a text being like, hey, I'm sorry, the last 2 weeks were really busy for me. Are you free this week? And I was like, I don't know.
there was one guy I started talking to before like Memorial Day weekend, and it was one of those things where it was like I was busy, then he was busy, and then I was busy.
Yeah.
And then like this past weekend I was like, well, I'm not working this weekend, and he was like, well, I might not be like working either. And then he wasn't, and then I was just like, so. And then it was like no moves were made, so I was just like, fuck off. I'm not here to be your pen pal. So it was just like one of those things where I was like, this is so not worth it to like keep in touch with someone that long.
No, I don't need a pen pal. I was even thinking about this this past weekend because I've like recently started crushing on someone, and like I go 0 to 100 so quick where I'm like, I start feeling some type of way, and then I need to see you literally every day.
Every
Like, I
day.
think it's just my anxious attachment where I'm like,
Yeah.
I need to get attention and hang out as much as humanly possible. And I'm like trying to be cool and normal and chill. And it's like impossible because I'm
I
just
need
not.
every day contact, every day to see you. I need to know what you're up to.
Yeah, I need a carrier pigeon in the morning. I need a telegram at night. I need a DM, a meme, a
A
text,
fax.
a missed FaceTime, a drunken phone call, a fax, snail
I need,
mail, a care
yeah, a
package.
singing telegram.
Yeah, a candygram, a
Literally,
Valentine.
I
Yeah,
need skywriting.
yeah, oh my God. Right.
Yeah, my dating update is about the same, where I went on a first date with this guy last week, right before we recorded, but I didn't feel like talking about it yet because I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
Yeah,
So now
it's
we've been
always a
on two,
gamble.
I know, now we've been on two dates. And at first I was like, we'll see what happens. And then after a first day, I was like, oh, that was fun. And then after the second day, I was like, fuck, I think I might actually enjoy this guy. And so then I was like texting him, but I was trying not to text him too much, as, and then he was
As we
traveling.
do.
Yeah. And he was traveling. So I was like, oh, he's not going to respond anyway. And
He
then,
hates me.
exactly. And then I finally did text him after like 2 days of nothing. And I was like, uh-oh, he might have forgotten about me, blah, blah, blah. And then the text went green. So of course, then I'm just like,
Oh my God,
about to
you're
slit
like,
my
he
wrists.
blocked me. Stop. Yeah.
And then, like 3 hours later, I get a text because he was on an airplane. So of course the text went green, and of course he was busy and wasn't going to
Okay.
respond. But I'm just
Kind of
like,
suspicious though, because what airline are you flying that doesn't have Wi-Fi these days?
it would have been a small, where he went, it was like not going to be a major airline. You're flying out
Okay.
of
Like a
Harrisburg.
regional. Yeah. So probably like Avelo or Spirit.
Maybe Allegiant, like the small,
Yeah.
the planes that fly over there, the biggest one is going to be like a 2 and 2, you know?
The ones where they also like charge you to breathe. They're like, I'm
Yeah.
sorry, the plane's going down. You would like oxygen? Scan your credit card.
The flights that come out of here are like, we're not doing food and beverage because the flight's literally going to land soon because you have to connect through a
Yeah,
bigger airport.
exactly. Yeah.
Like, guaranteed. Anyway, so it was just funny because I was like, he also, like, maybe just was, he doesn't seem like the type of person that's like chronically on his phone like I am. So that's also part of it where I'm like, he probably literally turned
Alarming.
his phone off and like took a nap and whatever, didn't feel the need to pay for Wi-Fi. I don't know.
That's crazy. I literally have to pay for, I like, you want to know who's the worst at it? Fucking American. And they prorate it based on how long your flight is. So like if you're going from here, the last American flight I took was from here to Phoenix, and that was a pretty long flight, like 4.5, 5 hours, and it was like $36 for Wi-Fi the whole time. And I
No.
was like, but I
No.
don't not want Wi-Fi for that long. I can't watch that many plane movies. I'm bored. And if there's turbulence, I need to text my every thought to our group chat.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I will not pay for Wi-Fi on a plane. I think that's
That's honestly
ridiculous.
fair. I have too much. If I didn't have such bad flight anxiety, I think that I wouldn't. But because I spend my time panicking and crying, normally having access to my phone at least like makes me feel marginally
Yeah.
better.
I download everything beforehand just in case, and I have it all ready to go, Spotify and Netflix and all that stuff.
Yeah,
And I
that's
have
smart.
my games ready to go offline, but
I'm just
like,
not that prepared.
yeah, I
This
just
also just made me think of an ick because I'm talking about being scared of flying. But when someone has the same fears as you, that's an ick to me. Like, if we're both terrified of flying, like, first of all, grow up. How are you supposed to hold my hand when I'm crying if you're also crying? And like bugs, like if we're both like, I'm
yeah,
not scared of
who's
bugs.
gonna kill the big spiders?
Yeah, I'm not scared of bugs. I'm like extremely phobia panicky about bugs. So I'm like, if this person is also scared of bugs, like this guy I saw a couple of years ago was equally as terrified as bugs as I
It's not gonna work
am.
out. Yeah.
And I was like, it's just not. He was telling me once that he like found a spider in his room and texted all of his roommates at 2 in the morning asking if he could go sleep with them. because he like wouldn't stay in his room where the spider was. And I was like, that's fair. If I found a spider in my room, I would literally just go crawl into bed with Audrey and like bring Holly with me. But yeah. I was like, you can't also feel like that because you no. have to kill the bugs.
And that's when they say opposites attract. That's what they mean.
It's the fears. You have to kill the bugs and you have to land the plane. Maybe I need to date someone who believes they can land a plane.
You need to date a pilot.
I'm like, would that make me feel better? There are so many pilots on Hinge between just like being a commercial pilot and being
military.
like trigger warning, military. And I'm always like hesitant. I'm like, you could be the most perfect person, but I'm like, if you're a pilot, am I just gonna spend the rest of my life in this anxious state of like my boyfriend's gonna die? Like,
is it one of those things where it's like you're anxious about flying, but if someone else is flying and you're not there, does that make you anxious?
Like when we know our friends are like coming home or something.
Yeah. Or like say you did date a pilot, like would it make you anxious when they're like traveling because they're flying?
I don't think so. No, I think it's literally only when I myself am on the plane.
Okay. It's like one of those things where it's like when people like date or marry like a cop and they're like, every day I'm worried sick about you, which I mean, yeah, valid,
or
but like
a firefighter, like yeah. that shit does make me nervous. Like, I mean, military makes me nervous for the same reason. I'm like, I feel like that would be more terrifying than dating just like a fucking Delta captain.
Like, I don't know. Those videos during the pandemic of people going crazy on airplanes.
Yeah. Also, now I mean, maybe if this person that I am hypothetically seeing doesn't fly Boeing, then I would be.
But like, I'm not scared that they're going to crash. I'm scared they're going to be the next hit.
The plane is going to literally implode. I don't know.
The plane won't explode, but Boeing will have them killed. That's what's going to happen.
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm on like a really low amount of planes this year, and I'm absolutely thrilled about it. Like, I just don't have that much travel, and I'm so happy.
Love. That's going to yeah. be
I have lots of train travel, which is like obviously nice and relaxing, as you know.
Yeah. I love a good train.
But yeah, I love a good train too. Sorry, I'm not me reading my work Slack in the background. Yeah, so that's my dating life. I just feel like this has got to be a roller coaster for everyone who listens, because I love how last week I was like not ready to talk about anything yet. And then this week I'm like, well, I'm not going to see that guy again anyway. So here's the story. And also, I love someone, I think.
I'm super obsessed with him.
I went 0 to 100 in 5 seconds. And yeah.
Yeah, like I have a whole notebook with it. Mrs. Kimmy, that guy.
I like actually thinking about it, don't think I ever did that. However, I mean, we've all made our sim families. Like,
yeah.
Well, we've made our sim families. I definitely signed my name with like my crush's last name, mm-hmm. like in the past, being like, what would my name look like if mm-hmm. I married this person?
I also would like write notes in class too. And if it was for like a guy I was dating or somebody that I was like crushing on or whatever, I would like doodle a little extra on it, you know?
Oh, that's so cutesy.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't think I really did like the full like.
No, I didn't write like Kimmy and so-and-so sitting in a tree like in my journal. But I also never kept a diary as a kid.
I always tried and then I always forgot about it. So if that tells you I had ADHD.
I was going to say that's very on brand for you. I had a networking / like friend meeting on Friday with someone that I met through a work event a couple of weeks ago, and he at one point was like, sorry, I have ADHD. I was like, it's fine. I was like, so does literally everyone.
Everyone I know does. Yeah, everyone I know is fucked up.
Like, absolutely no worries.
Well, speaking of things when I was younger, I have another embarrassing story I would love to share with the pod.
Can't wait.
This is something my sister would use against me and hang over my head, definitely through like middle school, because it really bothered me still. And then of course she was like, ha ha ha, look at you. And then everyone else would laugh and I was like, come on. So when I was really younger, like 3 or younger, I didn't like the sound of the vacuum cleaner because it was really loud. And so it scared me. You know, as loud noises do. And so I would like to hide from it, but my mom would vacuum. And
Like under the bed hide?
Yes, well, but oftentimes I would hide under the kitchen table.
That seems like it wouldn't block that much of the sound.
It didn't block the sound, but if she was like in another room, I don't know. I just was
it
like
just made
scared.
You feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really loud, so it was scary to me. I relate to dogs heavily.
Dogs and babies.
Yeah, well, let's not get crazy. So I would hide under the table. It would have our table also always had like a tablecloth on it, so it was like
okay. So that's like sound minimizing.
Yeah, a bit. But that way, if my mom was like vacuuming in the living room or the kitchen or something, like I could hide under the kitchen table, and then I could go back to like playing afterwards or something.
I'm sorry, this is just so spectrum of you.
I know.
Ow. I just hit my nose on my mic. Not like the noises.
Yeah, no, I got to talk about this with my therapist. But I mean, if I wasn't on a spectrum, this definitely would be an indication. So I'd hide under the kitchen table. And normally my mom would know I was there because it was a common hiding spot. I did have other places I would hide too, but that was the one I remember the most. And I hid under the kitchen table a lot if I was like scared or like hiding
a
from someone, stuff like that.
How did you feel about fireworks on the 4th of July?
They were okay. I think because you could see how pretty they were and you were expecting it. It was nice and it was short.
It's like a random lightning
strike. And it wasn't like a random like thunder boom. It really is the sound for me. But the one time she didn't know I was under there and she was vacuuming, and I was kind of, I would also like be on my like hands and knees and kind of like.
Like fetal position-y?
Yeah, like face down type stuff. Like legit, like tornado drill hiding, you know? And she didn't know I was there and she was vacuuming. And then because I was kind of like had my head down and all, my hair got stuck in the vacuum cleaner. And then my mom felt really bad and we had to try and get it out.
Oh my God, Hannah, I feel like that's like on 1,000 ways to die.
Well, it was
like
also
you get scalped by a vacuum cleaner.
The other part of the scalp by a vacuum cleaner. The other part of this is like this was carpet, so like, you know, the vacuum bristles were going too. So it really got my hair stuck in there, and so she kind of had to like, she couldn't like pull it all out. She kind of had to like cut a bunch of it.
Oh my God.
And I had basically like a bald spot like on the back of my head for a little bit. And my sister made fun of me so hard.
Yeah,
and then
I mean,
continued to until I was in like middle school and she would have been in high school. And we would be like in art class. Like we took an art class on the weekends and we would be in the art room with like all these people, most of which went to our school too. And she'd be like, hey, remember when Hannah got her hair cut in the vacuum cleaner? Ha ha ha. And you had a bald spot? Ha ha ha. And everyone would be like, ha 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 ha. And I'm like, I'm literally in sixth grade. Please stop.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
That is. Wow, bullying makes you funnier.
Yeah, anyway, my sister, we're good now. We're besties, but it's just funny. She eventually knocked it off, but now it's funny to laugh at. But for a while, she used to use it to get everyone to laugh at me.
I just remembered that one of the only... I used to watch 1,000 Ways to Die because it was on like maybe Comedy Central. I don't know. That sounds wrong because it's
or like
not
TNT
funny.
Or something.
So, like late at night when I like couldn't sleep as a, not a kid, but like as a like tween teenager. And I remember one of the episodes that I saw was literally on this girl worked on a farm and was working around one of those pieces of machinery that drills holes into the ground. And her hair got stuck in it.
Nope.
And it literally like scalped her and crushed her skull and she died. And I'm like, maybe the only other I've seen that episode, I saw another episode where someone was like in a silo and something caught fire and it literally created like a bomb because there's limited oxygen in a silo.
And a lot of stuff to
like spark in the air too, because it's like hay particles. Mm-hmm, and then that one fucking blew my mind. And then the other one I saw was this girl who was addicted to eating her hair. Like she would just like really like casually chew on her hair. And over time she ingested enough of her own hair that she created a human hairball and it literally wrapped around her intestines and killed her.
No.
Nope.
So like, that show was crazy.
That show was crazy. That also reminds me of, like, remember Fear Factor or whatever, when they would be like,
stop,
hey,
stop, stop. I can't. There's too many fucking spiders on that show.
I was going to say, what if we put you in a tub of bees? Remember they would do shit
give
like that?
Give me the bees any day. They would do it with tarantulas.
They did it with that. They did it with, like, bees and worms and, like, yes. Like, they did them, like, maggot. Like, they did the most disgusting shit. And for
here's
what?
There's something that stuck with me forever and maybe partially where my arachnophobia came from. They did that with a glass tub of tarantulas. Like you lay down in it and they dump tarantulas on you.
Yeah.
They had to wear earplugs and nose plugs so that it wouldn't jab its stupid little legs into your orifices.
Orifices?
Orifices.
Orifices.
Saying that really, oh my God, makes my skin crawl is that you know how they're hairy?
Yeah.
They're like hard, like hairs, right? Because they're like sensory, whatever. And they will like break off in your skin. So like, have you ever gotten fiberglass, like in a pool or something where you like get fiberglass?
I just got one of the dog hairs stuck in my big toe the other day.
Yeah. And
right. It hurt. And it's so, like getting a splinter.
Yes. They would say that after doing a challenge like that, your whole skin hurt because you have all of these little like pieces of tarantula hair stuck
ew,
in your pores.
Ow. I know. That show's messed that up.
It's
that is so,
messed
so
up.
Crazy that they let that show air.
Also,
and they would do it to celebrities too.
Yeah. That's like actually a real like danger of being a barber is because you're constantly around hair. It gets stuck in your skin and like actually causes a lot of physiological problems. I saw a TikTok on it a couple months ago and I was just like, that is legitimately insane.
That and like imagine how many little hair like follicles you're ingest or snorting. Like talk about a human hairball.
Changing the subject quick
from hair.
I mean, first of all, fuck this. Second of all, I wanted to ask, how old were you when you learned that thunder was the sound of lightning?
I was pretty
okay.
young.
God damn it.
You're asking the wrong person.
I forgot you were a weather nerd. I feel like I learned that fact at an embarrassingly old age.
Really?
Like, I don't know what I thought it was all of this time. I thought it was just like another like weather phenomena.
No, it's the sound of like the atoms or whatever. Like,
yeah, like cracking.
Each other. Yeah, and the lightning is the visual reaction and the thunder is the sound of it. But because light travels faster than sound, you always see the lightning first, which is
yes.
why you can count between
right.
lightning and thunder to figure out how far away a storm is.
And I did know, like as a kid, I remember knowing that like light was faster than sound, especially just like that sound is a relatively slow, like moving wave, because we used to go to the Air and Sea Show where they would have like all of the like military planes like fly down the coast of Florida.
Yeah.
And it was always so crazy that we would see like the stealth bomber like go by and then hear it like 10 seconds later. And I was like, that's just so wild. We'd be like, whoa. And then it would be like,
yeah. I love when planes break the sound barrier and it leaves that like cloud ring around it. Have you ever seen
yeah.
those? Those are
yeah,
so cool too.
So cool. I think like, maybe this is why I love Top Gun so much. The second one, obviously, but the whole beginning scene where they're breaking the sound barrier, it's just like fascinating to me. I'm like, I don't even know how that's physically possible. Like also safe. It's so scary. Like,
yeah, they train so hard to be able to do that.
I'm really overdue for a rewatch of that. Now that I think about it, it's been a while. That sounds like a lovely evening activity for me this week. If I don't end up going on a date with this guy who ghosted me for the last 2.5 weeks and now just replied. But yeah.
Well, I learned when I went to the Air and Space Museum one time, we watched something in the IMAX movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been about the What are they? Blue Angels?
Yeah.
The stunt pilots. It might have been about that, or might have just been about in general and training. And they went through how, like, you have to go through so much G-force because, like, your vision
yeah.
goes down to, like, a pinhole, basically, or you might fully black out, but, like,
I
you
can't.
Still have to maintain control of the planes. They have to, like,
yeah,
go
like
through
you're
various
behind
training
the wheel.
To be
Yeah.
able to, like, withstand that G-force. I was like,
Yeah.
that's fucking insane.
My friend from high school is a fighter pilot, and she like was in ROTC and then went to Southern California and was like in their program there, and then like post grad was training to be a literal fighter pilot. And she would post on Instagram her G-force like simulations, and just I used to be so mind blown because she would pass out, like your face distorts, like it literally
yeah.
looks like you're melting. I'm just like not interested in putting my body through that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely nuts. Power to her. She's such a badass. She's also like blonde and beautiful. I'm like, this is just the craziest like
What's it like
anti-stereotype.
being perfect? Yeah.
Like, what's it like being fucking sick as hell?
Speaking of training, I do see you have something on here about Peloton.
Yeah. So in my reality TV show journey lately, one of the recurring commercials I get is for Peloton, because I'm watching it on NBC. It's a Bravo show. And the other night I was sitting on my couch doing my little clack, clack, clack on my keyboard. And I look up because I'm so distracted by this commercial. And it's like the most intense, like, all you have is right now. One step forward is enough for today. If you're moving forward, you're doing a good thing. Get up and go. And it was like screaming at me. And I was like, why? Like, this isn't an active soul cycle class. I don't need to be bullied into buying your products. It was so intense. I wish that we had the bandwidth to play it here because it was just insane. And I was like, why does every fitness commercial
yell at you?
Like, rely on bullying you into working out. And they're like, you're not sweating enough. I'm like, oh my gosh.
They're like, you didn't get up at 5 a.m. and take a cold shower and journal for 2 hours.
It's
what
exactly like that. I feel like it's those podcasts where those, have you seen that one that's kind of going around? I don't know how old or new it is. I just got it on like some real meme account like a couple of weeks ago where this guy is like, each day of mine is 3 days.
He's oh like, my God, I saw that.
He's like, I have 21 days in my week. Everyone else has 7. My first day, midnight to 6 a.m. That's when I'm doing my blah, 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 my blah, blah, doo, doo, doo. My next day, 6 to 4. And he's like, I don't even remember how he ends up breaking it all
it's
up
because so
I can't
stupid.
Do math.
It's
but
like
I
6
was
to
just,
12, 6 to 12,
it's
12 to 6,
or sorry,
whatever.
12 to 8 to 2, and then like 3 to midnight or whatever the fuck the divide by 8 math
he
is.
He basically
which I can't
subdivides all of his days into time chunks and then uses them for different types of productivity.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not restructuring your week. It's just planning your
days
out. You're
just time blocking
like,
your productivity.
That's just time management. Like, we all have to do that every day.
Yeah.
And maybe you're just better at it than the rest of us, but like, you're not revolutionizing the work week.
You're
just
you're not
working.
Changing how many days you, that's what sent me.
No.
It's like, this isn't changing how many days you have in a week.
No, I was like, that I can't. I was like, maybe unless you're working for a company that does 4-day work weeks, then you can make that argument. But like, otherwise you have the same amount of hours in the day as everyone else. And that's what it felt like. Like, that commercial felt like I was being yelled at to like, yeah, wake up at 4 a.m., take a cold plunge, only drink bone broth. Oh my God. Like,
yeah.
If you're not sweating out a gallon every day, you're not working out hard enough. And don't get me wrong, when I don't sweat when I work out, I do not feel like I'm doing something. Like, I love a good
yeah.
just like drench, but
yeah. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Does this type of shit ever make you want to like post on LinkedIn facetiously?
Yeah, so often. And actually
I kind of want to, just because I feel like people would fall for it.
My friend/coworker that I got coffee with on Friday, who I was having like a little networking meeting with. He's basically interested in working where I work, and he works at a subsidiary company right now. And he was like, yeah, I messaged you on LinkedIn. And I was like, I have not opened my LinkedIn in probably 18 months. I also feel like that's just a privilege because I'm not currently looking for a job. And the only time I use LinkedIn is when I'm networking. So I was like, I have not seen it. I opened it once last September. And this girl, so like September of 2023, this girl whom I had studied abroad with and went to college with, whom I really was not the biggest fan of, reached out to me and was like, no way, I'm in DC too, let's grab drinks. And I was just like, slams laptop shut. Like, I just can't.
I hope she listens to this podcast.
She definitely doesn't. We did not grok, if you will, in terms of traveling. And like, we studied abroad together and my whole group did weekend trips because like, you're already in Europe, so you might as well take a $30 flight to the next city and go see it. And so we were always doing these little group trips. And I feel like learning how you travel is one of the most important adult lessons. Like, I am someone who, I don't want to plan the tours. I don't want to go to the museums. I don't need to know how old that church is. I simply want to walk around the city, see the sights, like grab a coffee, pop into the nearest restaurant I find that looks appealing. I'm not planning a Michelin star dinner, like, etc. This girl was the opposite. She had an itinerary for us every weekend trip, waking up at 7, be in line by 7:30, get tickets by 7:45, get into the museum by 8, like dot, da, 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 this restaurant, we need to map out our whole walk to go this way so that we can pop into this gelato place. And I was just like, I'm going back to Copenhagen early because I don't want to hang out with you anymore. So we, yeah, didn't vibe in that regard. I wonder if she's changed at all. Like, maybe the stick up her ass got a little narrower.
Maybe she tried a drug.
College. Perhaps. Because, yeah, I think that would be for the best. But anyway, I saw that on LinkedIn and I was like, no, no. But yes, back to what you were saying. I would love to make fun of people and facetiously post.
Like, I kind of want to do it in a way that, like, only the people that know me would know that it's, like, a whole jokey thing.
Yeah.
So I don't like ruin any relationships.
True. Yeah, you need like a close friends.
Does LinkedIn have close friends? Can
does
we
LinkedIn have does LinkedIn have ephemeral posting yet? Do we know? I don't know.
What
like
do you, mean?
Do you have like LinkedIn stories or like stuff that disappears?
Oh no, not yet, I don't think. I know they were talking about doing stories.
I feel like that's gonna be next, like stories, and then maybe you can have a close friends list and just like
I thought they were trying to do like some sort of short form media format, like a TikTok or Reels or something, which would just be so freaking funny. But yeah, that's pretty much. I love every time I open this, I get triggered every time I open LinkedIn because it's just jobs that were shit.
So my friend met a friend yesterday at the Pride Festival, and I texted him this morning. I said, how did last night go? And he said, I got home this morning around 8:30, just getting to work now.
Wearing someone else's clothes?
That's what it sounds like.
Ooh, that
I can't
is so fun.
Wait to hear all the details. Wow, what a morning. What a morning. And it's a Monday.
Crazy.
Absolutely crazy wild.
Crazy girl.
I just realized I have literally nothing in my apartment to eat. I went to Trader Joe's to get Carly and I snacks before she visited for my birthday weekend, which was now over two weeks ago. And I have not gone to the grocery store since. So when I say that I survived off of like carrots and hummus, the random like bagged chip goods that I purchased, leftovers, like toast, I'm not exaggerating. So I'm dreading not only the cost of the grocery store, but also just the act of it. Especially on like a Monday, I'm just like, oh, it's going to be picked over. I'm tired.
I went to Trader Joe's to stock up on food for this week, and I went in with no list, just
That is
vibes.
so dangerous.
It was fun. I didn't go too crazy, but I got like four types of cheese because I was like, I'll do grill dinners. And then I didn't
Yeah.
get like enough of like other stuff to be like,
Like cracker materials.
I got crackers and I had gotten a baguette and I got like some cherry tomatoes, but then I was just like, there's nothing like else that I got that was like substantial. You know, like I could have gotten
Yeah.
carrots or like a
Yeah,
cucumber
like
or like
peppers. Yeah.
olives or something. And I didn't get any of that. I just was like, here's four types of cheese, crackers, and a baguette. And
Do you know that that word is something I consistently mispronounce?
what,
Like
baguette?
I cannot say it. I
How do you?
say baguette.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay. People always tell me I'm saying it wrong. They're like, you need to put the emphasis on the bag, like baguette. I say baguette, like forget, only baguette.
Yeah, I mean it's like bagel bagel type
No
thing.
one says bagel.
Yes, they do.
Who says?
I went to college with people that say bagel.
If you say bagel, stop listening to this podcast right now and go to a speech therapy class because that is insane.
I went to a baseball game the other day, in Lancaster, and the woman who got us her beers was very Philly, and she's like, "What do you guys want? Thank yous, like here's this for yous, you," because that's what they.
Yeah, it's just so
It
crazy.
was
It
just
blows my
like so
mind.
funny because it's like how people say y'all. What can I get
And
y'all? Here's
isn't Pittsburgh like yinz?
yins, yeah. But it was like a lot of yous because it was just a lot of like. It felt unnecessary in the sentences anyway. It was like, here's this for you, but it was like, here's this for yous. And I was like,
At that point, it doesn't even sound like a regional like
yeah, it was like,
slang. It
hey, how
sounds
are.
like grammatically
It
incorrect.
just was like, it was as if someone would say, hey, how are y'all? What can I get y'all? Do y'all want the beer that's on special? This is for y'all. And then the total for y'all is going to be this. It was just like a lot of the you plural was used in general. So it was like, but instead of y'all, it was yous. Can I get
Huh.
yous? Do yous want the special? This is for yous. The total for yous is going to be whatever.
You're getting
Yous
a
have
little
a good
southern.
day. I
You're
was
getting a
like,
little
oh my
southern in
God.
there. This is for yous.
This is for yous.
This one is for
Yous
yous, all
guys have a good
yins.
day. This one's for yous. Yous gonna have, yeah. Depends on how many
Oh.
teeth you have.
Oh, goodness. And you never know
You
in
really
Pennsylvania.
don't know around here. A
Yeah.
lot of drugs. They had
Okay.
little
Oh.
self-help things in the bathrooms for like if you need to go to rehab, they had little cards to take, just strewn across the bathroom counters.
At Pride on Saturday, they were throwing out Narcan.
Well, that's
And
good.
yeah, so I was going to the festival yesterday and I opened my bag and I was like, oh, this is a hilarious sight. I have an EpiPen and Narcan just like in my purse. Oh my
Being
God.
prepared.
Also, I wanted to talk about the dick sickles that
Those
we
look
saw.
delicious.
They were literally penis-shaped popsicles
They look
and like
so good though.
so
Like,
realistic.
yeah, no, that's great. But like it looks like it has a really good flavor and it looks like it's so
Yeah, that one
crisp.
looks like it was mango. I know. I was like, I want one, but my friend's mom was there and I felt like that was a little bit inappropriate. However, I had this whole epiphany that I was like, imagine if like those were normalized or existed when we were in like high school reading like Cosmopolitan and 17 for like blowjob tips. Like I
Oh, and
feel
then it
like
was like,
those
don't practice on a banana, practice on the
I
dicksicle.
feel like those magazines would take the existence of those and run with them because they always give the weirdest tips. They're like, oh, are you trying to spice things up in the bedroom? Maybe try spraying your partner with hairspray and then throwing glitter on them and then having sex. And you're like, who wrote
Get the
this?
Pam olive oil
Yeah,
spray
like
out of the closet.
they give the weird, they're like, flutter your eyelashes against their cheek. I'm like, who thought this was a good idea? So I feel like if they knew about dick sickles, they would be like, eat them in bed together.
Do
And
you remember the worst advice you ever got from one of those magazines?
I mean, some of the examples I just gave were things that I genuinely read. I remember what they called a butterfly kiss, which was literally fluttering your eyelashes against someone's like skin. And I was like, first of all, your
Weird.
face has to be accurately shaped in order to do that. Like your eyelashes have to be really long. And like, that is so weird. Like you're
Position the
just
head.
like going up to
Yeah.
someone like
I mean, I think it's funny if you've already been like, you kissed or like you're cuddling or something, and then it's like, hee, your eyelashes tickle. But then, like, I'm not gonna on purpose go up to someone and be like,
I just got so confused because my light is giving a shadow on my door. And I was like, what
I
is
was like,
this a
why?
realm? Is this a different realm we are entering?
Narnia! For Narnia!
Yeah. But anyway, I think that was one of them. I mean, like, I am not remembering any of the specifics. I remember one from 17 magazine that was like, the more fun you paint your fingernails, the more cute they'll look wrapped around his bicep.
Fuck. I mean, I remember the fashion shit of like take this look from day to night with like a blazer
Oh my God,
and like
stop. Also,
a
I have to let Holly in one second.
sparkly belt. Okay, fine. I guess you don't care what I have to say.
I think she was screaming, and I think Audrey's on a work call. Oh my God, now she's gonna scream to get out. Anyway,
Other thing I do remember taking away was like, if you want to flirt with a guy, you have to make eye contact for 3 seconds and then look away, like to
yeah,
flirt. And I
that
remember
one.
trying to do that once and I was like, one, two, three.
Two. That one
And it felt
also.
so long and I was like, this feels creepy. And one of my friends was like, are you okay? And I was like,
That one
no.
also reignited on TikTok last year, which was the like triangle theory where you do eye, mouth, and then up or something like that. It's supposed to be like flirty and sensual. And I was like, if I think that hard about what I'm doing when I'm talking to someone, I will look like I am tweaking. Like,
First of
I
all, I'm
can't.
always staring at someone's mouth because I'm like reading their lips as they talk because I need to make sure I understand what they're saying. But there is
Yeah.
that theory where it's like the professional triangle is like looking up here, and then this is like the social triangle. And I'm like,
Oh, I
I
haven't
think,
heard that one.
yeah, it's like, so you're not supposed to, if you're like talking to someone in a work environment, you shouldn't be like staring at their mouth, apparently. And I'm like, but I need to read their lips. I don't want to make out with them. Like,
Yeah.
but then it's like, what do I just stare between at their forehead right in the middle? Like,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
hello?
know.
Yeah, I'd like to
Hello?
talk to HR, please. Yeah, there's something wrong with
Oh,
you.
yeah, I'm trying to think of what else I remember reading. And I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah, the fashion advice was legitimately terrible. I mean, it also just
Well,
is like with
as
the
I was
times,
gonna say,
like,
especially in the time we were in, because it was pair leggings or jeans underneath a skirt.
yeah.
Get the look on the runway. Remember those? Who wore it better?
Yes. Oh my God.
That felt
I actually
so.
really liked those.
I did too, but I'm also looking back, I'm like, it's so like, why were we making these women compete?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like magazines still do
Oh,
that,
they absolutely
probably.
do. The tabloid, I mean, Instagram, everyone does it still, but
I also was thinking about like yesterday when I was looking at the dick popsicles and how I thought it would be funny if like Cosmo wrote about them in their like sex ed columns or whatever. But I was like, obviously, the like LGBTQ plus community now has so much more prevalence. Are magazines inclusive, or like are they still like is Cosmo still primarily speaking to straight women? Like, that's my question. I'm like, are there magazines, and this is me just being ignorant and not knowing, but like, are there magazines that give like women tips to have sex with women or men tips to have sex with men? Like, you know?
Okay, I just did a quick Google. But yeah, it's like
Okay.
you need to have more. I was talking with somebody recently who is a gay woman, and she was like, I'm just tired of like having to teach women. And I was like, that's so fair, but it's like,
Also, have you
it's
ever
like
tried
you.
teaching a man?
I know, but like it's the same thing where it's like you teach them three things and then they just do those three things. Let's see. Seven psychotic pieces of relationship advice from Cosmo. He shares the details of his day, therefore he must be hiding something. Men just aren't as communicative as women, especially when they're stressed. So let's say a guy makes a conscious decision to share more. Solid advice, no matter the source. When she asks him about his day, instead of just saying fine, he can tell her in detail about his argument with Sarah, the lady from HR. Guess what? Sharing about his day was a big mistake, according to one Cosmo article.
Oh my God.
The fuck?
Stop. That's
Okay.
absurd.
Where's number six? If he swallows while talking, he's lying.
Okay, all of those like psychological things too, where they're like if people look to the left, if they're like sometimes I just wonder how useful that actually is, like especially in real interrogations. And like I feel like I'm looking all over the place when I'm talking. Who knows if I'm lying?
Seriously, and then it's like body language is a thing, which is why people literally get PhDs in it and then like work with the FBI and stuff and like train cops. But like,
Yeah.
it's more than just like he looked to the left and like his upper lip is sweaty and his leg is bouncing, you know?
Right. Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe he just like has a stomach ache.
Okay, number five, if he wants more sex from his girl, he's cheating. Oh my God. If a guy wants more sex is yet another sign that he's hiding something, according to Cosmo. What the hell? This
My
is so
God.
funny. Number four, if he starts grooming himself, he's cheating. Why should a guy ask his significant other to keep up appearances if he's not willing to himself? According to Cosmo, this isn't just a sign he's hiding something, it's a sign that he's outright cheating on her.
Jesus Christ.
This is all on cracked.com, by the way. Okay, number three, if he's overly protective of his gadgets, he's hiding something.
I mean,
What?
I don't necessarily disagree with that one. Like, if I'm like, hey, can I play a song on your phone? And they're like, no, I'll do it. I'm like, why? Why? Also, that's just like on having trust issues.
Oh my
We're all
God.
thriving. Okay, I am gonna pee my pants.
If he's happy, he's cheating is number two. And then where's number one?
If he's happy, he's cheating.
Yeah.
What is that saying? I can't keep him happy enough myself, bitch.
Apparently. And then number one is if his friends don't talk to you, he doesn't love you. So I think we all have an anxious attachment from reading too many of these articles growing up.
Yeah, legitimately. I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear any of that.
This is insane.
This
Okay.
is insane as usual. I feel like I'm in that the Amanda show. Whenever she would leave, she would say something like ridiculous, like I gotta go shave my grandma's back. And I think we've talked about this before,
Yeah,
but
because you said my dead grandma's back.
my dead grandma's back. I'm like, gotta go pee my pants. Bye.
Okay, bye. See you next
Bye.
Tuesday. Bye, everyone.